with some more Loot Crate news. Loot Crate has announced Loot Fright. Loot Fright is a horror-themed subscription box that will be coming bi-monthly. So you can already sign up for this on their website, and you get $5 off if you're interested from a code on thetalkinggeek.com. I have it there. But the announcement that they made says, "It's Alive, a new horror crate delivering ghoulish gear, collectibles, and more. Loot Fright, on sale now, $24.99 plus shipping. Open if you dare, 4 plus horror items featuring fan favorite horror franchises. $50+ MSRP value in every crate, sent to your chamber door every other month. Pre-order bonus, get a t-shirt and pin when you order a 6-crate Loot Fright subscription by July 15th. Share the scares, hashtag Loot Fright." And then if you look at their website, you can see under Pick a Crate that there is a Loot Fright option. We do get one picture, and it looks like maybe stuff from Jaws, The Wolfman, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Tales from the Crypt, Silent Hill maybe. There's a few other things that I am not sure. I see a bat from The Walking Dead. So when I think of horror, I think of classic vampire, Frankenstein, werewolf, you know, Mary Shelley and Bram Stoker. I also think of more modern stuff like The Walking Dead. I don't think of things like Teen Wolf, either the movie, which is great, or the TV show, which is not. And, you know, personal opinion, no offense intended. I think we can all admit Michael J. Fox is pretty awesome. I also like Dark Shadows. I think the movie is overly criticized, and the original TV show / soap opera was underappreciated, or is underappreciated now, and deserves the cult following that it has. There's other stuff out there like the Penny Dreadful stories and the Cthulhu mythos by H.P. Lovecraft, all his stories. You know, there's other horror out there. So we'll see what kind of franchises they tap into, how obscure they may get, what the quality of items are. This is not a box that I plan on subscribing to. I may get one just to see what it is. I'm not big on horror, and because a lot of times these days it's more jump and fright stuff. It's not the stuff like you got with H.P. Lovecraft and back in the day with Dark Shadows, where a lot of it's about story. When it's about story, that's great. And when it's not real cheesy stuff where they just take vampires to make them sexy, whether it's the Twilight series, which if you're not a fan of Twilight, or if you are a fan of Twilight, check out the Not Your Kids Twilight podcast, which I do with Ryan Ray about the original Twilight Zone series. Anyways, spontaneous plug there. My apologies. Not really. Sorry, not sorry. I like it when it's about story, and if the horror medium is used for that story. I love Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe is my favorite author. Annabelle Lee is my favorite poem by him, but you have The Telltale Heart. You have stories that are what I would consider at their core a horror story that isn't about jump and fright stuff. It's not about The Grudge or any of these movies that are just about murder and death and gore, or the TV shows that are about those same things where it's about more than that. That's what I like, and so I don't think this will be the box for me, but now you know about it. If you like this kind of thing, get a 6-month subscription before July 15th so you get that bonus t-shirt and pin, and you can see what those look like on lootcrate.com. And again, you can save $5 using the code or the link on the side of thetalkinggeek.com. I'm Kyle Souza. Thank you for listening to this episode of Unboxed. Please leave a review, a comment, share.